Helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey there, audience. How are you all? This is Go Yard, and I'm Mama Mac along with Dr. Angel Falzoni. How are you tonight, Doctor?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good and excited about this show tonight. I think we always are, though. Aren't we just excited to get in here to the radio station and do these shows? We love it, don't we?
We do. And I was just thinking when you were saying that, has there been a show we weren't excited about?
I don't think so, no, because the topics are great and we are so glad for our audience that's been developing over the last year. And some of them are sending in questions and we welcome our audience to do that and just go to our email address, which is goyard2014@gmail.com, and type out your question. That way you have a lot more room. Or if you want to text it, you can do that, 727-888-4171. I'll give you those addresses one more time because we want to get those questions. We're going to be doing a question and answer show soon, aren't we? You want to tell us what that entails? Then I'll give these addresses one more time.
Well, question and answer shows, there's no rules. You write in whatever the question is that you're going through in your life and that we will work very hard to hash it out with you over the air.
Right. And so you can be anonymous. You don't have to tell us who you are or where you're from. And because we're on Starcom Media Network and have been since the beginning of this year, there's a lot of listeners in a lot of different cities and a lot of different countries. So who knows where these questions are going to come from, and that's kind of cool. So one more time, you can email the questions to goyard2014, because that's the year we started last year, goyard2014@gmail.com, or you can text them to our Google text number, 727-888-4171. And they should catch us on Facebook, shouldn't they?
They really should. So we're on Facebook, Go Yard 1340.
Yeah, 1340. All right. So, there's a lot going on in a lot of people's lives these days, Doctor, and we are all very busy. And you have had a tremendous week, busy with not only your career, but with your children. And same, granddaughter getting married. There's been a whole lot going on in our personal lives. But and at these times, you know, we interact with a lot of family, don't we, at this time of year, it seems to me. I mean, here's October. We've got, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year all coming up here right around the corner. I cannot believe we're at this point in the year already. And a lot of our listeners may feel that way, too. It just has this year flown by for you?
It really has flown by.
It has. And week after week, we've been right here bringing a great show on life coaching and how to hit home runs. Go Yard means hit a home run. If you're watching the World the playoffs, the World Series right now, it's October baseball, you're going to see and hear the commentators go, oh, he just went Go Yard, you know, he just went yard, whatever, which means hit a home run. So that's what we're all about, isn't it? How does that apply in our everyday lives, Doctor?
Well, you know, we're all living, and some of us are just existing. You know, we're kind of going through our daily lives in the same mundane rut. And Go Yard is not about existing. It is about living our life with purpose and passion.
Purpose and passion.
Living it to the best that we can.
Purpose and passion. Those are your kind of tag words, aren't they?
They really are.
Yeah. And how did that happen for you, that you developed that concept?
Really, honestly, because I was just existing and I was feeling so unsettled in my own personal life. And once I really got into the meat of what my purpose and what my passion was and put those two things into play, things really started changing for me.
Well, it reminds me of Gene, who comes on after us every Thursday night, and he has the show here, and he talks about finding a job that you really love and it'll never be work, right?
That's
again.
So true. That
never
is so
work
true.
Again. And isn't that does apply to all of us in our daily lives. And it's time for people to have more purpose and more direction, don't you think, in their lives?
True. So many people just kind of live the life and they're really not sure where they're going or what their purpose is. Why are they here? And so they get lost and we lose focus and we just feel like we're not getting anywhere or we're making a difference. And so when we can align our purpose and our passion, it lights a fire under us like no other. And it just drives our energy and it makes us feel satisfied and content. And we are making a difference.
And we are making a difference
everywhere we go.
And our purpose around here, as we said, is to help people do better in life, right? To not fall into the same pitfalls all the time. To not go around the same mountain, if you will, over and over and over again, you know? And instead to have a destiny that is purposeful, as you say. I love that. And intentional.
Yes, intentionality is important.
Yeah.
That purpose, it lights that fire of why am I here and what am I doing while I'm here? You know, I mean, we can get caught up in, you know, just the everyday laundry and dishes and cooking and cleaning and kids and going to work and coming home. And it's really when we plug in our purpose and our life that everything starts to change.
It starts to change. Some of you are driving home right now because this show is during drive time on Thursday night in the Tampa Bay Network on Starcom Media. That is mostly we are heard on the weekends on Starcom Media. So, but we can all relate to having that job where you're just, you take the same route home. You always leave at the same time. A lot of us have gone through that in our lives where life has become kind of mundane, I guess is the word.
Absolutely.
You know, same thing over and over again.
And when things start to get mundane, then we start to feel, you know, depressed or sad or just kind of apathetic. And that's not go yard.
That's right.
That's not living that life. And so when we are really under that fire, we know what our purpose is.
Right.
We found our passion for that purpose and we are walking in it or taking steps to walk towards it.
Yes.
Everything around us changes, our mood, our emotions, our psychological well-being, our relationships, and it is contagious.
It is contagious because when people are around someone who is always sad, depressed, discouraged, defeated, it's like you don't want to be around that, you know, very long.
No, you don't. And it's funny because, like, today I'm training, and I was training on the brain.
And training on the brain.
I was training on the brain, and I am,
with
like,
your therapist that worked for you.
Yes. And I'm in it, and I'm, like, in my groove, and this is, like, you can just see my passion ignite. And one of the therapists is like, I have never seen someone talk about the brain with so much passion as you have. Like, you're excited about this. And I am.
Yes. And, you know, when we come up with these topics, and some of them are suggestions from our audience, and feel free to throw any of them at us, that's fine. But, you know, a lot of times it's because we have seen situations in our own lives, we have seen things in other people's lives that we think, hey, that would be a good thing to talk about. And last week we talked about disappointment, which we all encounter in our lives, don't we, Doctor?
Yes, we do. I don't think anyone who's walked this planet is free of disappointment.
Right. Everybody gets disappointed from time to time. Things don't go the way you want them to go. Tonight, we're going to take it a little different angle, maybe kind of springboard off of disappointment into hurt. And hurt is an interesting concept and an interesting word, don't you think? I mean, very short little word, but it encompasses a multitude of feelings, situations, life events. And there's not a person on this planet that hasn't been hurt.
Absolutely, you're right. No. Feeling hurt. We've all experienced hurt. We've all kind of been guilty of hurting other people.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And sometimes unknowingly, we don't even realize that something's triggering something in that other person, in a relationship or in a work situation or somebody you're dating or whatever. And hurt can be the springboard to just more problems.
Absolutely, because, you know, we were just talking about how were we going to title this show tonight, and we decided there was hurt people, hurt people.
Yes.
And we've heard this tagline, we've used this tagline so many times in therapy and counseling and working with people, and it's true, you know, hurt people, hurt people.
Yes.
So when I'm feeling hurt, I am more vulnerable to hurt the people around me.
Absolutely.
So it's contagious.
It is. And why do you think it is that when we're in the middle of a hurtful situation that we strike out? Or is it that our emotions are on edge? Talk to me about that, Doctor.
Well, what I think happens is we kind of let our emotions take over when we're feeling hurt. Hurt is a negative feeling. The negative feelings can be very strong, and they kind of leave us feeling like Vulnerable. We've let
used that word a lot lately, haven't we?
Well, vulnerable. In order to be hurt,
yeah,
we've had to let somebody in our heart close enough to hurt us.
Ah, there you go. That's how you become vulnerable, because you've let them in, so to speak.
Let them in. And so a lot of times people will all of a sudden want to go on this defense of, I'm never going to let anybody hurt me again. I'm going
to
shut this off. I'm going to guard myself. And they start projecting it on all the people in their world.
Right.
And they're hurting others in that process.
You know, it reminds me of something we hear in the news sometimes, home invasions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where somebody, you know, is knocking on the door at midnight or 2 a.m. and say they broke down their car or whatever. And all of a sudden they barge in and rob and steal or kill or whatever they might do. And that is a scary thing for a lot of people in this day and age that they can have a home invasion. So there's more people that have guns, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we look at it that way, that's a physical hurt,
mm-hmm.
okay? But it really is a good metaphor, don't you think, Doctor, for the invasions of our heart. I just heard you say something about your heart, and that, to me, just reminded me of that, how people barge in, not invited, you know, to invade your home or, you know, hurt somebody, whatever. But it happens emotionally, too, not just physically.
It does. And in the physical world, using your example, which is really great, by the way, when people are robbed or invaded in their home, they're going to start taking all kinds of measures. They're going to get alarm systems. They're going to maybe have weapons. Maybe they're going to go take self-defense classes. They're going to do all these things so that this doesn't happen again. Triple locks, all kinds of whatever that they can do to protect themselves. And that's a physical example, but we do it emotionally. But in
and
that
I don't
process,
think people think that we do it emotionally a lot of times, don't you think? I mean, they can understand the home invasion, somebody barging into your house and how scary and awful that would be. But it's just as scary and awful when people invade our emotions and our hearts.
True, but there's a difference.
Okay.
A lot of times when there's a home invasion, this is somebody that came in and, you're right, they invaded. They pushed themselves on. A lot of times when we feel hurt, it's from those people we've let in our lives. They're not invading our lives.
That's a good point.
We've invited them in.
Sure.
If they're not in our heart, the hurt isn't going to be as deep. Because it's not personal. It becomes personal when we have given that piece of our heart.
Right. And how do we do that? Doctor, talk to me about that, because I think that this can happen at a very young age. I know it does, because you and I both, you more than me, have counseled so many people through the years where that whole set of hurt and emotion started at a very young age.
Yes. And it starts that first time that we let somebody in close enough and we feel hurt.
Right.
Disappointment can be a hurt. And so then we start taking these protective measures. And I work a lot with children, and children are great because children externalize a lot. They wear it on their shoulder. You know what's kind of going on with the kid, just kind of watching them. And when somebody upsets a child, they start, I call it acting a fool around that person. They'll start throwing tantrums, and they'll tell you, I hate you, or whatever. And they're not really feeling that. They're feeling hurt.
Okay. All right. So, because they've not learned to condition themselves to hide the hurt.
Right. They haven't learned that skill yet. And as we become adults, we kind of learn to mask our hurt. And a lot of times we mask it under smiles. We mask it under success. We mask it under other relationships. We mask it as best as we can, because to be hurt means we were vulnerable.
Right. And we don't want to admit that vulnerability.
And with vulnerability, people equate with being weak.
Yes.
And that's very negative.
Right. And so a lot of times people will do their very best to hide the hurt or whatever has happened to them. And as you just said, I like that example. Little kids just don't do that very much. They're pretty much out there with it.
They are. They wear it out there. And it makes it easier working with kids, because we can kind of get to the bottom of what's going on quicker.
Right.
And with adults, it's more complicated.
Right.
Because we work very hard to wear a facade or a mask to cover these what we perceive as weaknesses and these hurts.
You know, there's so many different areas of our lives where we can receive hurt, you know. A lot of times I think it does start as a young child when maybe the safe. You're always talking about keeping our children safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where when so often kids are growing up in situations that are in some form not safe or not as safe as they should be.
Or just the perception of not being emotionally safe.
Okay, right. Doesn't necessarily have to be physically safe.
Not at all. So that parent who is inconsistent or, you know, says, oh, I love you today. And then when they do something wrong, they withdraw their love.
Yes.
That would be emotionally unsafe.
Right. So one day they are, the child's best friend. Next day they are screaming profanity and ignoring the kid or not taking care of them or, no, why should I get you that? You need that for school. Too bad. You've been bad. You're not getting it or whatever. Punishment that a lot of times is unreasonable. Which causes a lot of hurt.
Does cause hurt. And so, and it's a very perpetual cycle. So when someone experiences hurt, now they will lash out in other areas and start hurting others. So the child who's, you know, had this incident with their parent and they're feeling hurt by, say, their parent or caregiver goes to school and maybe becomes a school bully or maybe.
There you go.
You know.
Yes. Hurt people. They do.
It really happens that way. And what happens is it keeps perpetuating, and then we're all walking around in this offense state.
Right.
We're feeling offended.
Right.
And when we feel offended, we're offending other people in that
Absolutely.
State.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to challenge people, we need to stop.
Right.
Stop. We need to put the red light on it. When we are feeling offended, when we are feeling hurt, we need to stop and start looking at what's going on in that person. Is this their character? Are they just mean-spirited people?
Okay.
You know, the people who were just trying to go out and hurt people because it makes them feel better all the time? Or is this a person that I love and trust and admire and respect? Maybe there's something else going on.
Right. In other words, maybe you should cut some slack here and or maybe you should go to that person and talk to them.
Absolutely.
How unreasonable is that? That's not unreasonable, right?
That's a great skill. You know, maturity is being able to see things from other people's perspectives.
Oh. Can you remember to say that one more time so I can ring my bell here, doctor?
Maturity is being able to see things from other people's perspectives.
Right. And so often, people that are hurt deeply can't do that. Because they're living inside it. They're feeling it. Some little thing reminds you of your hurt. It's been my experience that a lot of times people are not in touch with or in tune with what it is that's causing them to react. So maybe in a mean way or in a hurtful way themselves.
And there can be a multitude of things. Like, you know, somebody might do something and I feel hurt by it, but their trigger really wasn't the hurt I'm feeling. It might have brought up a hurt that I had when I was 5 or 10 years old in my own
right.
life that I've had unresolved. So now I've got all this hurt mounted up inside and I'm reacting with this overly strong reaction and it wasn't warranted.
But it takes a more mature person on the receiving end of that hurt to kind of back away, I guess, is the word. I don't mean leave that person, but I'm saying kind of back away from the situation temporarily to get some perspective. Perspective
yes.
is a key word here, don't you think, doctor? And could you talk about that? What are we talking about when we talk about perspective, and how do you get some of that? Do you get that?
Perspective is when we are able to, first of all, let our emotions settle.
Right.
We're not working in this impulsive, reactive state.
Okay.
And when we can step back and say, okay, what's going on here? That's perspective. It's kind of like the bird's eye view over a problem. We're looking at maybe there's more than one thing going on to this problem, not just the fact that I'm feeling hurt and I have all these negative feelings brewing inside of me. Maybe there's other things going on too. And that's when we kind of examine the person that we're dealing with, their character, our relationship, our history with this person.
Whoa.
I know.
That's perspective. And it's that evaluating the situation you're in. But, you know, and I want to get back to that point in just a minute. But I will tell you from experience that what most people do when they have been hurt, by a herder, not a hater, but a herder, is that they just want to go complain and talk to all these other people, but not talk to the person who actually offended them.
That is so true. And that happens all the time. And so what they need is some kind of validation that they're warranted in feeling hurt. You are so right. You are so hurt. That was so wrong that happened to you. How could someone do that to you? And that some way validates them and makes them feel better in their hurt in some way. But the truth be told, that the only way a hurt can really be resolved is between the two people involved.
But do people really get that? I mean, in this day of social media, which talk about social media quite a bit, but a lot of times people use that as their forum or their soapbox, if you will, to get up there and say, so-and-so did this or this happened to me, and I'm not going to mention names, but she's the blah, blah, blah of the, you know, the cousin of the, you know, whatever. I've seen crazy stuff like that, which, you know.
They do, and they do.
They do that,
and,
though.
And they're doing it reactively. They're doing it in their heightened state of emotion when they're feeling that hurt and they're just brooding in it. They're just stewing in it and letting it grow inside of them. So the longer they think about it, the more they're feeling it.
Oh.
And so they have to find some way of a voice, but they're not ready to confront or talk about it. So they're going to go this passive aggressive way of throwing it all over social media. So everybody gets to know their business.
Right.
Yeah, not good.
But it reflects back on the person doing this, don't you think? Not the original hurter.
No, it does reflect on the person who was hurt. And it's a sign of immaturity.
It is.
And unhealthy relationships.
Right.
In fact, it was funny because I was scrolling through Facebook last night. And I was commenting on some people's posts. And I'm like, you know what? I feel like my purpose on Facebook is to be an encourager. When people post things, I want to encourage them to continue towards their goal or to find their, you know. Because there's so much negativity and there's so much this lashing out and this hurtful stuff. I mean, I was reading people's posts where, oh, this person took my CD and didn't bring it back, and I'm just going to dot them in the eye when I see them. And I'm like,
yeah, really?
Okay, these are people who are grown adults and are professionals, and that would not be appropriate. But putting it all over Facebook is even not appropriate.
Exactly. I mean, it has become the forum for ranting and raving, if you ask me, you know, but, and that's why I'm not on it that much, because I start reading some of that and I just put it down.
It's kind of like this proverbial knife that people can knife somebody but sit behind in the comforts of their own computer or smartphone.
That's what it is.
They're not. Yes.
They don't. It's a coward's way out. I want to talk to you about that in the next segment here. We're getting ready to go to break here in just a second, Doctor. But I want to talk to you about the coward's way out when it comes to hurt, because I think this is a major problem that our society is dealing with right now. Don't go away. Stay with us, and we will go to break and come right back. Go Yard with Dr. Angel and Mama Mac.
Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family-owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my Independent Ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rettenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Our engineer Chris is always good about these segue songs. I love it. Do you really want to hurt me? And that first one, the first cut's the deepest, Doctor. That kind of goes along with what we're talking about because it sets up the hurt cycle. And if you just joined us, this is Go Yard with Mama Mac and our resident expert, Dr. Angel Falzoni, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. And you have a lot of therapists that work for you, and you know what you're talking about here. So you're our licensed expert here. What do you think about that first song that Chris just played? That first cut is the deepest.
Well, you know what? It does go along with what we're saying, because as soon as we get that first cut of hurt, that's right, when we start building those walls of protection.
There we go. Yes, we do. And we say, wow, that doesn't feel good. You know, we don't want to go through that again. You know?
And it doesn't feel good. I'm not going to say it does. It does not feel good.
Right.
But we can respond to these situations in a whole different way and keep relationships healthy instead of walking in this hurt cycle where hurting people are hurting people.
Yes. And that's what we're talking about today. Hurting people, constantly hurting other people. And, you know, hurt is a real problem in our society. And we were just talking about Facebook, but it was also not just Facebook. It's, you know, all of it, social media. But it's this whole thing of a coward, being a coward. You want to talk about that, Doctor, and what we were starting to mention right before our break?
Well, we were talking about how people will go on social media and they will, you know, get on their soapbox and express whatever hurt they are without identifying the person, but identifying the person in the situation. And it is a coward because you're not confronting the situation. You're not standing behind what you have to say. You're not giving the other person an opportunity to respond and let you hear their side or what's going on.
And exactly. And what happens a lot of times is there's just a lot of bad mouthing,
yes,
you know, going on. And then the next, let's say that the people you're complaining to are people you work with, and it's about somebody that you all work with.
Yes.
And then pretty soon everybody's treating that person funny, quote unquote, if you know what I mean.
I do know.
Weird. Shunning in a way, or they don't want to go to lunch with her anymore, or him, or whatever the case may be, right?
Right. And what they're really trying to do is not only they're being a coward, but they're trying to rally support for it's okay to feel hurt, and how could I feel this hurt? And somehow it makes them feel better about their hurt in the moment. And it doesn't matter if the other person is right or wrong
right
in the hurt. The matter is, I feel hurt. This person hurt me. And this, we need to work it out in this relationship.
We need to work it out. A few years back in our church, as a pastor, I taught a series called Offense, Take It or Leave It.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved that title. I don't know where that, well, I know it came from God. But, you know, offense. You know, so often we have the opportunity. We have the choice.
Mm-hmm.
Take that offense or leave it. Let it go.
A lot of times people not only take that offense, but they wear the t-shirt and the hat and everything that goes with it. I'm not kidding.
That's true. I know.
You know, so then they act out in these relationships. So all of a sudden, if somebody, you know, that I love and care for or in relationship with in some way hurts me, they're going to be the person who not only may they lash out in other relationships, but I'm not going to talk to you anymore. So
right,
that's it. Where I'm cutting off my ties with you because I'm feeling hurt instead of putting this out on the table and let's work it and let our relationship grow.
You know, and I just said I've been a pastor for 30 some years or more, but I have seen this so much in church, and some of you may relate to that, that are listening to this show, that it seems like churches are supposed to be a safe haven for the hurting. The ones that are going through all kinds of awful situations, they should be able to have a body of people around them. And we can relate this same thing to our families. But let's just talk about church for a minute, because as a church, it should be a safer place, we all think. Don't you think, Doctor?
I agree with you, yes.
But you and I both have been hurt very much in churches.
Mm-hmm. And so have many of the patients that I work for. Some of the deepest hurts that we deal with are hurts that come from faith bodies, churches, all kinds of
right,
you know, religious organizations. And I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying, I mean, I remember even years ago doing research on how the church often shoots its wounded.
Absolutely. And I agree with that. And they do. They do. And it happens in our families, in our workplaces, in those areas of our lives where we have this set of people that we may become very open with, so to speak.
Vulnerable,
where we are, tell our feelings and...
Or maybe just let them into what's going on in our world and those deep places of our hearts, those
yes.
things that we've carried for so long, and this is a safe person to work it out with and talk to and have support and my faith journey, and then all of a sudden... They have a lot to hurt me with, and it can come back at me almost like knives.
Yeah,
it feels
like
that
knives,
way.
Absolutely like knives. And that makes us less willing to be open the next time we are in a situation like that. You know, I heard someone say recently that churches across America are all struggling with this same thing now, where people would rather just stay away because of... One of the main reasons is this thing we're talking about tonight.
I agree with you.
And it's just become a problem across this nation, not as much in other countries, but in this nation, it's become a big problem.
And I agree with you. And a church should be that safe haven and that place that we can expose and be vulnerable to. I just read an article recently about someone who wrote how they felt safer on the bar stool than in the church pew.
Oh, wow. Well, that says a lot right there, you know, because they trust, because, and it goes back to that point of when we are close to people and we let our feelings out or we are more vulnerable. Unfortunately, a lot of people will take and use that right, that very thing against you. You know,
and it can be used in so many ways.
Oh.
It can be used to kind of try and manipulate you into doing things they need for the church or
right.
whatever's going on. And so, yeah, it can be used in so many ways. And it's so hurtful because it's such a deep part of your heart.
Yes, it is. And when you open yourself and allow yourself to be open about things that have happened or whatever, and then it comes back to bite you, boy. It's not a pretty place to be.
It's not. You know, and a lot of times I'll sit down with my patients and I'm like, churches are run by people.
That's right. That's right.
There's no perfect.
None.
And so kind of putting perspective, we talked about perspective.
Yes.
And even those kinds of hurts, we still have to put in perspective because any human walking this planet is capable of hurting someone else.
Oh, absolutely.
Doesn't mean, I'm not saying that they're intentionally thinking, who can we strike out and hurt?
Oh, no.
Not at all.
I think a lot of times. Correct me if I'm wrong here, doctor, but I think a lot of times hurt is caused by people who don't really set out to do something to cause a problem. It's just things start happening and they react. Would you agree with that or disagree?
I do agree with that. I do agree. A lot of times hurt is not purposefully set out. I mean, there are some people that
they're
are vindictive
mean and evil.
Mean. And
yeah.
Most of the time, that's not the case.
Right.
And it happens, misunderstandings, miscommunications can lead to hurt, which is why we need to get perspective. And then we need to go to the person that we're feeling that offense from.
That's actually biblical, you know. Go to the person, you know, that has been offended or you have hurt or you feel hurt by. Go to them. And it goes along with the AA principles, too. Making amends, you know. In AA, I love those whole 12 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on forgiveness. It's mm-hmm. based on making amends. It's based on not hanging that on to that thing forever as an excuse to use drugs or alcohol. But
right.
it's not your crutch. The hurt is not your crutch. And we're going to do something about addictions here soon. But don't you think that this is where a lot of people get into problems with addictions is because they're carrying around a mountain of hurt?
Absolutely. And that's definitely one of those core things that come in with addictions is that they have been hurt and they've been hurt and they've been hurt and they haven't resolved it. They didn't. So they don't know what to do with it. So they bury it. They stuff it. And the substance or this behavior or whatever they're addicted to makes it feel better in a moment.
Yes.
And so they want to feel better because it's better to feel better than it is to hurt all the time.
Right.
And so they kind of create the cycle that goes on, and then they get stuck in it because to leave that substance, which is hard, it's physically and psychologically addicting, also means that I have all of this hurt that I have to deal with.
Yeah. And it's just too hard for a lot of people. And it takes, okay, back to the coward's way out. I was mentioning that before we went to break. A lot of times it takes great courage to confront hurt in yourself or in a situation and deal with it. Don't you think it takes courage? It
takes a lot of courage. It takes some work. It takes purposeful things. And one
there
of
you
those,
are again with that purposeful word. And intentionality.
When we are feeling hurt, we don't feel like having to do any work. We're hurt. We're the victims.
Right. We want to wallow in our self-pity for a while. Have a little pity party, which we talk about a lot here.
And you know what? Have a small pity party. Let those feelings ride for a minute. Don't make any reactive responses to someone in the moment. Step out. Step back.
And don't get right on Facebook.
No.
Or social media. That is where a lot of it gets worse.
It grows.
It grows because if you put that hurt out there, then you've got 55 people liking it and responding to it. And then you have to keep that saga going, that story going. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. And it just hurt grows. What you feed grows. What you starve dies. So
that's right.
We have to be responsible and mature. You know, another thing that I see a lot of times with hurt is that when somebody has offended me and I'm hurt, I'm going to rally anybody you know and let them know that this happened. And I'm really expecting them to be mad at you too.
Oh, absolutely.
Although they didn't experience what I've experienced, they should be mad at you because you hurt me and they need to take my side. I've seen families torn apart over this.
Oh, absolutely. This is huge. And it becomes a McCoys and the whatever it was back in the old West, you know, the
Hatfields and McCoys.
The Hatfields. I couldn't think of the other word. The Hatfields and the McCoys. And what it is, that just starts from grudges, from hurts, and things that are not resolved, and they just blow up and get worse and worse.
And every relationship is dualistic. It's between two people.
Right.
And only between those two people. And I'll see things with like husbands and wives, and we're one unit. So when we're upset with, we need to be upset together. No.
Oh,
no,
right.
You don't.
I know. And one spouse thinks they have to come to the defense and not speak to mother either.
Right.
Because of what was said. And so then it just blows up and becomes bigger than it ever was.
And it creates so many wedges and so many hurt feelings.
Oh, my gosh.
And the backlash just grows. And so we have to step back from that. We can't keep feeding the cycle and think we're going to live that go-yard life.
Right.
We're not.
So for those out there that really want to do something about this problem in their lives, would you say the first step is recognition?
Absolutely. Kind of recognize.
Talk about that.
What I feel hurt about.
Okay.
When did I first feel some of these hurts? Because maybe I just have some unresolved hurts back in my childhood or earlier in my life that I haven't resolved. And so when, you know, you said you're going to do something and you didn't follow through, I am so hurt and I'm devastated hurt. And it really didn't warrant that those feelings. I need to resolve. I need to look back.
So recognition can involve contemplating the past. It can go back, and it can. For me personally, it's been great to say, God, help me see this or show me what caused this or why am I feeling this way. Sometimes you need to go to a therapist.
Sometimes you do. Absolutely.
Sometimes you really need to talk it out with someone that has good perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another thing we can do is we can step back and let's look at the relationship that we're feeling the hurt in.
Okay.
What is the history of this relationship with this person? What is their character? What is the extent of, you know, our relationship? Because looking back at this, if we're feeling hurt and I am not wanting to talk to you anymore because I am so offended and I'm so hurt, and we've had a 20-year relationship, and over that course of 20 years, we've only had a couple little incidents, I would say that that's a relationship we need to put our investment back in. We don't need to walk away.
Right. But, you know, it's the coward's way out to walk away.
Most people don't like confrontation. In fact, I was just meeting with my therapist today in supervision, and it came up where they're seeing an issue and they have to confront their patient. And she looked at me and she's like, oh, my gosh, that's scary to think of. But it's okay. Confrontation can lead to change. And when I'm saying confrontation, I'm not meaning you get your big burly self up and you're like, oh, you, da-da-da-da.
Right.
No, confrontation is I am feeling hurt.
Yes. And it's all about I am statements, I am. Right? We talk about that a lot on this show. It's not about you did this, you are, you.
No.
It's I feel.
I have to take ownership for my feelings.
Right.
So I am feeling hurt when this happened and whatever right. it is. And let's talk about it. Maybe they had some big things going on in their life and they just lost their focus. Maybe they had something taking their time. Maybe they just got a diagnosis from the doctor and they're not sure how to deal with it. We don't know what's going on in right. someone else's world all the time. We may think we know, but we don't.
Well, and doesn't that come to a point of cutting people some slack?
Yes, have grace. That's what I call it. It's the grace factor. And to the point where when my kids come to me and they know that they have done something, they'll go, Mom, I need some grace.
You know, and that's a biblical term, and that is exactly what that is when you're cutting people slack. You're giving them grace, and you're giving them room to be who they are and not just shut down immediately the relationship because this one thing you didn't like or the person doesn't agree with you. What if the person that you say, well, when this happened, I felt this, and the person said, I didn't intend that to happen. I did not mean to communicate that. What about the person who is so hurt that they can't accept that apology? Because I've seen that.
Oh, that happens all the time. And so when we are talking with someone, when I'm feeling hurt and I am bringing it up to someone, I need to be open enough to hear their words too.
Yes.
So if I'm not at that point where I can hear what the other person is saying and talk about it and process it with you, then I need to get a hold of my feelings.
Yes.
Before we go into that. Because I need to go in with an open enough mind that I can hear what you have to say and I can give you that forgiveness.
Right. And that's really the next step is it comes back to forgiveness. And even if you don't agree that you came across that way or you didn't think you did, a lot of times it's the person who hears it is so hurt by things that have happened to them before, they just piled that old hurt onto this new event. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely can happen. And it can totally...
Is there a term for that?
It's re-triggering, and it can re-trigger.
It's re-triggering. I thought maybe projection, no?
Well, yeah, we are projecting, but it's actually triggering something in our past. So it's kind of hitting a button, and we're getting this huge response that didn't really warrant it. And it is projecting our past into our situation now.
Right.
But it's because we're being triggered. I had a situation myself with one of my friends and something was posted on Facebook and I felt offended by it. And I sat and stewed in it for a little while and I started thinking and processing my relationship and my friendship. And then I took the opportunity when I let my emotions and then we went out for iced tea and I'm like, you know, I need to tell you something. And I said, when I saw this on Facebook, I felt offended and this is what made me feel offended. And the other person's like, oh my gosh, I had no idea you felt that way. I had no idea this hurt you.
Wow.
And that was not my intentions or anything.
Cool.
Here's what happened that led to that.
Wow.
And we have a stronger friendship because we can do this.
Okay, so when that person explained to you what had happened,
it made so much more sense. I realized this wasn't a personal thing towards me.
Okay.
And I could extend grace, I can extend forgiveness, and we have a stronger friendship.
So you accepted that explanation.
Absolutely.
Because you have a history with that person and you know that person is basically truthful.
I know they're basically truthful. I know they have a good heart and then they're not out there to try and hurt me. But here's what happens. A lot of times people get in this little paranoia state where they start believing everyone's out there to hurt me.
Right.
And so they're looking for hurt. So when you hurt me, oh, I knew you were going to hurt me.
Right.
We see that in romantic relationships.
One partner
was cheated on. So anytime they date someone, if they do something that looks the least bit suspicious, that's
right.
it. You're cheating on me.
Right.
To the point where they cause that person to start cheating on them after
right, because
a while.
They don't want to be around them anymore because they're over it.
Right. Because you're
they don't want to be accused.
Right. If you're going to accuse me all the time, I might as well do the crime.
Right. So But these are so important, nitty-gritty things that happen in our relationships that I think this is a very serious topic. Hurt people that are, they have this hurt down on the inside, tend to do the same thing to other people. They just turn around and hurt other people so often because I don't know if they're compensating or is it a way of behavior that they're just used to.
And it could be a combination.
Yeah, it could
doesn't
be.
Have to be an either or. It could be just the way they've learned to relate.
Right.
And so I'll see oftentimes, like I deal a lot with families, and so I'll see an adult who was hurt by his or her family of origin, his mother or father, and now they're parents and they have these kids, but they never resolved this past hurt, and so they are so devastated from being disappointed or hurt from their family of origin that they won't let their kids into their heart, and they're hurting their kids.
Wow.
In that process. So they're continuing that cycle.
Okay.
And they're not meaning to. They're not vindictive or mean people. They're just people.
They just haven't resolved these things. What do you mean letting them into their heart? I understand that, but I want our audience to understand that.
So they hold back from their kids. So they might not be as affectionate or as loving or giving affirmations, things that kids need to love, grow, and nurture.
Right. And instead, they are more aloof or...
Yep.
But in a lot of times, isn't that a protective mode that they're in because they don't want to be hurt?
That's the wall.
Right.
And so I challenge people to look at what's in your wall. What hurts are in your wall? Walls, we build those proverbial walls brick by brick. They were not built. We don't just slap a wall up in a night. It happens hurt by hurt by hurt. And so when we have unresolved hurts, we start building a wall. So the higher our wall, the more unresolved hurts we have. What is it? What's on your wall? What hurts are on your wall? Start looking at that wall.
Wow.
I mean, there was a time in my life that I built a wall so high and so tall, I felt emotionally like I couldn't even see the sunshine.
Okay.
You wouldn't know that today, knowing me.
No, no.
And I had to sit down and process every brick of hurt in my wall and deal with it
so to
let that wall come down.
Yes. That had happened to you that you had to deal with in one way or another, forgiveness or confronting or
and wall
letting
by
it
wall,
go.
Right?
So a journal always helps.
That can be a great helpful. Actually, tangibly, I drew my wall and wrote each thing that went
Whoa,
in my wall and started dealing with it.
Wow. Brick by brick.
Brick
huh?
by brick. And you know what? Today I have a very open heart. I can let people right into the core of my heart. I've experienced
it's
hurt.
True.
I can deal with it in my relationship and we can move forward. I don't feel like my world's going to end now when I'm feeling that deep hurt anymore. I just deal with it.
And I know you, and I've known you for years, and I can tell the audience that, yes, you are that way. And, you know, so often our walls are made up of event after event of just stuff that's happened to us, those painful times, those times that we've just built that wall of unforgiveness and resentments and bitterness, you know?
Mm-hmm. It comes from disappointments and feeling offended and feeling hurt, which all kind of wraps up together.
It does.
And it meshes so well. And it's the brick and mortars that we use to build that relational wall. And the thicker our wall, the less we let people in.
That's the whole
thing. The more we're hurting out on others. We're hurting ourselves. You know, so we talk about, you know, boundaries and fences, but we need to be, it needs to be breathable. We do need to protect ourselves, but we need to let people in and let love out and let love in.
So how about the wife that says, you know, my husband has just done so much. He's cheated on me. He's done this. He's done that. He doesn't communicate with me. He makes his own decisions. He runs the finances. He's mean. He's intolerable. How does that person break down this wall?
Well, you're going to have to break down that wall together in counseling. That's a pretty big wall.
That's a big one, isn't it?
It really is. But it's not that we can't work on it. And maybe that relationship is totally salvageable and we can work on this and break it down and rebuild the trust. Maybe we can't. But you still need to resolve the bricks on your wall because you'll just take that same wall into your next relationship.
Right.
Or you'll project it onto your kids. Oh, you're just being just like your mother. Or you're being just like your father. And
right.
they'll start distancing themselves
exactly.
from their own children.
Right.
So we can't let the wall go, even if our relationship isn't salvageable.
And that's what a lot of people try to do, Doctor. In my opinion and my experience, they just let it stay there because it's easier to leave it there than try to deal with it. They think.
And it's not. It's
going
to cost
not.
You more than you are not living go yard if you are living behind a wall. You can't.
You can't. You really can't. And so people, our goal here on this show is to be nitty gritty like we've been today and talk about the things that are keeping us all from being as loving as, what's the other word? I guess fulfilled in life as we can be. So often we are just stymied. I like that word. We are stymied. We're stuck. Mm-hmm. And it's quicksand. Because if we don't deal with it, we're going down further and further in these areas of our lives. Hurt people do hurt people.
And the more we carry the hurt, the more we're hurting others in our lives. And we're causing devastation to close relationships we want. So go back and examine. If you are in a relationship with someone that's just mean-spirited and they are really intentionally to hurt you, maybe that's not a relationship you need in your life.
Yeah, exactly. So, boy, there's a lot to think about from this show. You can go back and catch this show on our website right here at tantalk1340.com. If you go to the website, you go to the podcast, go down to Go Yard. And our engineer, Chris, usually has these shows up the next day after we do them live. At the end of each month, our webmaster goes and puts all of our shows from this show and the Sunday show that we do on our website, so you can catch them again. Everything that we've done this whole year, isn't it cool, Dr. Angel? It's all on goyard2014.org. It's org, not com. So goyard2014.org. Go there and catch any show you've missed, or go back and listen to some of them. And I will tell you that I think this is one of our better shows today of really dealing with life in the things and the problems that we face. And it's been fun, Dr.
It has been fun. So I'm going to challenge our listeners just to go in. Let's start giving some grace to people. Let's start communicating when we're feeling offended and hurt.
Right. Let's do it.
And let's take our walls down brick by brick.
And listen next week, because we have another great topic coming up to follow this. And so you don't want to miss it. This has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you Go Yard. See you next week.
Good night. On this weary soul.